Okay, so we are continuing in Not Bar Not over here. All right? Now, the main thing of Not Bar Not is going to be next Simen Tzadi Hei, or in Stone Tzadi Dalet. Okay, so let's chazer over so we can keep on building. Every brick is, every piece is a brick over here. So we're continuing in Tzadi Dalet, and as we continue, every brick. So, we learned last week that if you had a Kedera Chadasha, Sif Hei, Tzadidalad Sif Hei, if you had a Kedera Chadasha, and you it was cooking water, and you were Toichev a Kaf into the Kedera. So you did a Tchiva of a Kaf Milchik a spoon, and then you did a Tchiva of a Fleshik a spoon. So, one after the other. So we said like this, if you would have been toichev them both at the same time, so then we say that maybe if there's no shishim in the water, the belia from the milchik spoon and the belia from the fleshik spoon come out, and before they settle in the water and become a not by not, they actually meet up with each other, become basa b'chalav, chanan up the water, treifen up both spoons and the pot. Okay? But if you did one after the other, so the first flavor already became a not by not, the second flavor is not by not, so the water is fine. But zakt machaber, you cannot use the pot for either milchik or fleishik. The question is, why not? Apparently, the machaber holds that even though it's a third level tam, we're choishish for a third level not bar not. In other words, not bar not doesn't change how many levels it goes down. Once it's considered not bar not, it's a flavor, it's a tam. And mamela, if the flavor goes in from the meat to the spoon, and then from the spoon into the pot, it's still aser. You can't use it l'chatchila for fleishiks. Can't use it l'chatchila for milchiks. So it's a problem with this pot. You can't use it for anything.
It's four times, right? Because it goes into the spoon, then it goes into the water.
So it's three knots. By the time it comes out, it'll be a fourth time. But right now it's three times. But the machaber doesn't seem to be going with that. We learned last week the long shach. It's Sifkatan Tezvav. So that long shach basically comes around to say that the whole chumrah of not bar not is only beis taimim, like you're saying. It's only two taimim. The classical case of not bar not is you cooked fish in a milchik pot, or you put fish on a plate, right? Dagim shehela b'ka'ara, hela dagim b'ka'ara, so shel chalav, shel basa asa lachlam b'kutach. Right? So you have fish on a milchika plate. So the fish is the tam sheni. That's the classical case. It's like the shach, that we're taka aser, because that's a two taimin from the plate, from the meat to the plate, and from the plate to the fish. So it's in the fish as a second tam. So that we're taka choshes for. It's a tam sheni. Okay. But over here in the pot, it's going to be a tam shlishi. Right? Because it goes from the meat to the spoon, from the spoon to the water, from the water to the pot. It's already a tam shlishi in the pot. Throw in there also, it's called three kalim, three time and two kalim. It's already in the second pot now. So Mamela, the shach says that's not a tam. That's just garnished. You don't have to worry about it. And three, and once it's in a second kli, once it's in a second kli, we're not concerned b'chlal. So according to the shach, according to the shach, it's not a concern b'chlal. Okay, now, however, the shach says that for the minig, the minig would be that we should go with the second techiva. So, if it was a parav pot and you want to keep it parav, fine. It's a parav pot, and you were toich of the milchik, and then you were toich of the fleishik spoon, you could keep a fleishik also, not like the machaber. You can make it fleishiks. The only thing you shouldn't do is make it milchiks. Right? Now, I saw in this sefer, I'm not taking chreis on this psak, but he does say it in the sefer Mikhail Sefer. He says that, according to the shach, if you have a specific reason why you want to keep it according to the first tchiva, let's say you bought this fancy chashuv 18 quart pot. Why? Because you know that you're having, right, you're having all your married kids with their kids over for Yom Tov. So you need a cook. You need a cook chicken soup for 50 people. Okay? So you bought this pot, it's geschmack. Now you happen to be cooking Erev Yom Tov a pot of soup. And someone of the 60 people that's in the house that decided to go in and check out what's going on in the kitchen, use the milchik ladle ben yoimai in the pot. Okay? Must be a big ladle because there's no shishim in the pot. Fine. So now, or whatever. It was a brand new pot. You cooked the chicken soup. You did it this case. You were toichiv it first with the fleishik ladle, then a milchik ladle. So according to the shach, at least it's not the machaber. It's not the machaber. Fine. But according to the shach, I'll grant you. Okay, you can make it milchiks. Milchiks? Well, I don't need this pot for milchiks. It doesn't help me that it's milchiks. What am I going to cook in there? That's milchiks. How much big ziti can you make already? That is like what does it help me that it's milchiks? So says this sefer that the shach is saying if you need a milchik pot, you need a fleishik pot, then you should may as well be koveya like the second tchiva. But if you really want to and you have a specific reason why you need to make it like the first tchiva, you're allowed. It's a shtickle hafsid. And really, according to the shach, these two tchivas are irrelevant. He doesn't care about the tchiva. He's just saying if you have to be koveya, go with the second tchiva. So Memela, he says you can be Mekel if you have a reason to go with the first one. Okay? Fine. All this is in the Shach's world that we don't really care about three nois netam. Okay? It's not Barnat. But once it's not Barnat, according to the Shach, basically it's not an existing tam. And we said what one of his main rayas is that it's Erev Pesach, you can kasher a pot, with no shishim and it's ben yoimai. So how'd you do that? Obviously, it's because the chametz flavor is going back into the pot, but it's coming in as a not bar not three taimim. We don't care about that. That was a shach. The machaber argued with that. That was a machaber, machoikas machaber, and the shach. And let's assume the halacha is like the shach. Now, comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says like this: Kedera shebishlu bayirakos. We're back to a pot of soup. Okay, it's the second line of the Ramah here in Sifhei. Kedera shebishlu ba yirakos. A kedera that you cooked pot of soup. Oymaim. V'tochvu boy kaf ben yoymoy. V'akedera eina bas yoymoy. So now this is a different case. Okay, till now we're talking about a pot of pot and you did opposite tchivas. Now we're talking about a fleishika pot and you were toichiv a milchik spoon. Okay, so yeah, it's a pot of soup, but it's a fleishik pot now. Before it was a pot of a pot, now it's a fleishik pot. Okay,
because of the tchiva.
No, it's a fleishik pot because yesterday I cooked chicken soup.
Oh, okay.
So for a full-fledged fleishik pot, and now you cooked in it a pot of soup, and you ladled it out with a milchik ladle. Okay. So now,
let's go back to the beginning of the sin.
Yeah, what that he says.
That's why it's conversant.
Yeah.
If you go back to the beginning of the sin, then you get confused that we're talking about a
right. Right.
Yeah. He doesn't say it over here.
Right. Now the case is like this: the Ramah holds, and we spoke this out, I think, probably once every shiur for the last four shiurim. But we always have to go over it because it's the Tosis and Chulin, and we passing like that in Sadi Hay, and for some reason, you have to know that halacha klar to learn Sadi Dalid, but in the Seder Shulchan Aruch it's afterwards, so I don't know why. But the halacha is, according to the Ramah, that if you have a milchika spoon, ben yoymai, and a fleishika spoon, ben yoymai, in the pot at the same time, it asks the water if there's no shishim, because like we said, it's not considered not by not, because the flavors meet up in the soup. So if this pot would be ben yoymai, and the spoon would be ben yoymai, it would be that case. Okay, but now the pot is not ben yoymai or whichever. Okay, it's a fleishika pot and a milchika spoon, pot of soup. One of them is not ben yoymai. One of them is not ben yoymai. So therefore, says the Ramah, k'der shabishlo b'yirakos oymaim v'tochvu b'kaf ben yoymai v'hakedera eina bas yoyma. But the k'der is not ben yoymai or lehefich. One of them is not ben yoymai. Oy, another case, sheish b'maychel shishim, or there's 60 in the food. Hakol shari, everything is mutter. Let's cheshbon out why is everything mutter, but we're gonna cheshbon out why everything's mutter only to find out in a half a sentence that we don't pasuk like everything we're about to say. But Lebaisa, the Rama says hakol shari. So let's figure out why. So let's figure out why is a soup mutter? Because there's fleishika flavor that went in from the pot. Fine. The milchika flavor that went in is from an ena ben yamei spoon. So I don't care about that. So mamela, it's fine. You can use that. The soup is good. Why is the pot kosher? The pot is fine because the milchika tam coming out of the spoon is ena ben yamei. Fine. Why is the spoon good? Why is the spoon good? Because the flavor going from the pot into the spoon is a third tam, right? Now, everybody holds, even the mechaber, a third tam, according to the shach, is for sure pasha, right? Because it's a third tam. It's flavor from the pot into the water, into the spoon. But even according to the Mechaber, if this spoon was one time used with real milk, then we're going to stick with that. Even according to the Mechaber. So therefore, every hakol shari, everything's motor. Okay? So it's three taimim in the spoon, it's ein ben yomei in the pot, and the soup is good. However, v'noyagin, but now we have a major chumrah. Noyagin lahachmir, lechol hamaychol, kemin hakli shu ben yomei. However, don't get carried away with this that we said, everything's mutter. Because, l'maisa, the power of soup that you just cooked, you cannot eat it with milk. So you cannot, you cook this nice onion soup or something, you can't cook it, you can't start melting cheese in there. You can't put cheese in there. Because since the fleishik hapat was ben yomei, the soup was cooked in a ben yomei fleishik hapat, you cannot melt cheese in there. So you can't eat it with milk, okay? That's the first chumrah. Second chumrah.
Why is that a chumrah?
That's the ikar din and aparnat, you're saying.
Yeah.
That's the ikar din and aparnat. So frek tabe brisman, the shach's kashan yidches.
Oh.
Frek the shach, v'ein anachon, imkein mashmet v'noyigin locho kemen shu ben yoyme, d'hainu v'makli shu ben yoyme, v'cholav oichon osim cholav, v'im basim, imkein heich kosav azed d'ein anayel chumrah ba'alma.
Yeah.
It's not a chumrah. That's ikar. That's a chumrah. That's not a chumrah. So how could the Ramah say that that's a chumrah? So because that's the ikar halacha. If you cook something in a fleishik pot, ben yoyim a fleishik pot, you can't eat it with milchiks. It's the ikar halacha, not by not. That's what we paskin.
So on the part of it, it's going on that.
No, but the look at the shach yud zayin. So mamash battling out of it. The shach yud zayin koyach haluk rishon of loy kai eish b'maychal shishim. The minig is not going back on shishim, according to the shach yud zayin.
Because there's no.
But
again, if I say that there is going on yud zayin, it's not a question of yichas. In other words, if I argue on shach yud zayin, then I answer shach yichas.
Right. So you're saying you could all not like the shach. I get it. But the shach. but lemaisa the. The way the shach is learning, you have a big kasha here. What's the Rama saying? Why is this a chumrah? Right, remember, you're cooking basically, let's say, cooked pasta, power of pasta, in a fleishik pot. You did a tchiva of a spoon that was milchiks ene ben yoyimai. Fine. So I get it. It's not treif. The spoon is fine. The pot is fine. But how can he say that that you could use the pasta with whatever you want? So it says the shach, you're right. You can't. And that's not what the shach, what the Rama means. He doesn't mean lachol hamachol kimin haklisha ben yoyimai. He means bimin. In other words, he says that the chumrah here is that you should only serve it in fleishik dishes. You shouldn't serve it in milchik dishes. Of course you can't eat it with milk. But not only you cannot eat it with milk, you should not put it in milchik dishes.
And why is that a...
And that's a chumrah. Now...
Because then... Okay, and you could do that
l'chatchila,
not
you could, but here he's being machmer, not to. Okay? So, here he's being machmer, not to. And then he has another chumrah. V'lesser akli she'ena ben yoymoy. This is a major chumrah here. So what does he say? Now he says, Dr. Amar, major chumrah. Let's keep tabs of this chumrah, okay? Again, we have to keep cheshbon because it's complicated. Says the Amar that there's a chumrah to do the following. You have this pasta or soup, power of soup cooking in a fleishika ben yoymoy pot. Okay? You put in a milchika. A milchika, eino ben yomei spoon, says the shach, says the Rama, you have to be machmer to aser the spoon. So the question is, why in the world are we asking that spoon? Wasn't the Shach all, adamant saying that a third tam, napa is garnished? It's nothing. That's why if you did a triva and then a triva, the pot is kosher. So isn't this the same thing? Why do I care that you have a fleshka pot, you have a fleshka pot, and then you did a milchik ena ben yoymai, you put the spoon in. So now you're going to ask for the spoon? Why should you ask for the spoon? What's in the spoon? What came into the spoon? Only a third level tam. Right? Because the flavor went originally from the meat to the pot, from the pot to the water, and the water to the spoon. And the Shach doesn't care about that tam. So why is the Shach agreeing to this chumrah? And l'chor, this is the minig, because no one says it's not the minig.
It's the same as the previous chumrah.
Oh, why?
For some reason, you shouldn't put it on the milk plate. You should have to get it.
Yeah, but here he's astering the plate. It's a little more. So he says, so not only that, everybody, right, not only that, the halacha is that if you're washing a fleishig dish and a milchig dish at the same time, and one was binyomi and one was eina binyomi, the Ramah's going to say in Tzadihei that everything's mutter, even the eina binyomi is mutter, because of this very reason. So why all of a sudden here are we machmer? So the Shach says a very interesting reason why we're being machmer over here. Okay? The reason, the Shach says, the reason we're machmer here is the following reason. Okay? It's very interesting. It's an unbelievable reason if you think about it, but it's like this. If you would have taken, if this spoon, what's a guy gonna think? Let's put it like this. What's someone gonna think? If you tell him, you have a fleshika pot, you cooked in the milchika, you cooked a par of vegetables in there, and you did a tchiva of milchiks. What's the guy going to think if you say, hey, nothing happened, it's fine, move on in life. You're going to call the rav, move on in life. They're not going to know, this whole thing, right? We barely know it, and we're learning it for 5 weeks, right? The guy on the phone is not going to know what you're talking about. So what's he going to think? He's going to think, oh, yeah, that's what I figured. When you stick milchik kalim into fleshik a pot, nothing happens. Nothing happens when you do that. Now, there is one case that something does happen. When they're both benyoma and there's no shishim. So when they're both benyoma and there's no shishim, the whole thing's treif. So we're very afraid that if we're too makel on this type of stuff, when they're both there at the same time, that we're going to open up a Pandora's box. So it says the Shach, this whole chumrah does not apply by two tchivas one after the other because they were never there at the same time. And the pot was parv. So we're not worried about that there. It doesn't even apply by washing dishes because that's a very specific case. But by Bishul, it happens much more shchiach. He explains here, he says washing dishes, not everyone does. But Bishul, everyone does. Or better said, being curious about how good the soup tastes, that's more common. So everyone does that. Washing dishes, you got to twist people's arms. No one's interested in washing the dishes. So making a mistake in washing dishes is usually less likely because there's usually one person in the house that washes the dishes. But sticking your spoons into the pots, that's probably more, like the Gemara says, Kahanim's Rizimhein. Like on the dishes, you know who's doing it. So that's how he explains. But Al-Kaponim, we're afraid to let things get out of hand. So therefore, says the Ramah, we want to show that we take this tchiva seriously. So how are we going to show that? We're going to say like this. If you stuck in a milcha ke'ena ben yoymai, just think about this for a minute. If you stuck in a milchika spoon ena benyoma into this pot, now all of a sudden we're taking it all seriously. We're doing two chumras to take it seriously. The first chumra that we're doing to take it seriously is we're going to ask for the spoon. So someone's going to ask, why are you asking the spoon? Oh, it must be the flavor from the pot can get to the spoon. If that's true, probably the flavor of the spoon could also get to the pot. And now people will take it more seriously, this tchiva business. And therefore, there's room to be machmer on the spoon. And the second chumrah we're going to do is, we're going to say that you should not put this pasta into a milchika pot, into a milchika pot when you're done. So you have this pyre of pasta that you dipped this. It's pyre, but it was cooked in a fleshika pot. Don't put it in a milchika bowl. So the guy's going, why shouldn't I put it into a milchika bowl? Oh, apparently I shouldn't put it into a milchika bowl because it's fleshiks. And that's going to remind me that it's so fleshiks that I shouldn't dip milchik spoons in it. But think about this chumrah. The Shach says it's a very big doichik, but this is how he explains it. It's unbelievable. It's like the svar is hafuchas, like this. If I would cook something in a fleshik pot and I never dipped a milchik spoon in it, I would be allowed to put it in a milchik bowl. But now that I dipped a milchik spoon in it, I can't put it in a milchik bowl. It's mamash svar hafuchas, right? Because I dipped a milchik spoon, raking a knas. No, we have to take this tchiva seriously. So once we're taking, how are we going to show that we take the tchiva seriously? Oh, no, these pasta are so fleishik, so you can't even put it into a milchik bowl. So now it's the guy's reminded and says, oh, that tchiva, I got away with it. Because that was this close to trafing up the whole pot. But if we would let you ignore the whole thing.
If you do it the other way, it makes a lot of sense. Because if I had, it was an Eid Ben Yom fleishik pot, and I did the chiva with a milchik spoon, and now I'm telling you, your fleishig a pot, your fleishig a thing that you make.
You have to dafka eat it in milchik.
Right.
If you go the other way, he's right. In other words, if it's an Eina Ben Yom fleishig a pot, and I'm cooking this pasta, and then I did a milchik a tchiva with a milchik a spoon, so now I would tell you, you have to eat it with the milchik. So the guy's like, wow. That means that dipping that milchik a spoon had an effect on the food. Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. That way around makes a lot more sense. But this way around is tamua, right?
It's the same din.
But the svaras hafuchas is very funny, right? Because if I would cook... it's both true.
Right.
But I'm just saying the svaras hafuchas is very interesting, right? If it would be a power of a pot, and I dipped the milchik a spoon in there, I would tell you, yeah, you could eat it in a flesh of good... dishes. But now that it was in a fleishik pot, no, you have to eat in milchik dishes. I'm just saying, it's this is the way the Shach ends up explaining the minig. Okay? So it would come out that you could have the equivalent level of not barnats in a few cases. Two tchivas or washing dishes together. In those cases, the Shach ignores the tam shlishi. Okay, so if let's say you washed two dishes together, when I say wash dishes together, I mean basically there's no be'en, it's just you're washing the dishes, but there's no like cheese floating around in the water. So if one is ein ben yom and one's ben yom, it's fine. Even though in the ein ben yom you have three taimim. But the Shach says, I don't care about three taimim. So I don't care about three taimim, it's fine. So if you wash them together, it's fine. If you did two tchivas, one after the other, it's also fine. But if you have one pot and one tchiva, now we're concerned and we take that more seriously. So maybe we ask for the kli she'ena ben yoymoy. This is the way the Shach sets it up. Now the Chavis Das in Siman Tzadi Hei says that this minag state that three taimim is aser. So everyone asks in the Chavis Das, but we have other two halachas that say we don't follow that minag. It's like, that can't be pshat on the minag, basically. Because if the minag is that we're machmer on three taimim, then what about all the other cases that we're not being machmer on three taimim? So the minig is because of this hesber that we don't want people to get out of hand with the tchiva, and we want people to be more careful in the kitchen. So, so that's basically this halacha. I don't know if that was clear or not, but that's the zay state. Okay, David, we're good. Sounds good? Yeah? Before we start Sif Vav? Good? Okay, let's hop around Sif Vav. We'll make an entryway into Sif Vav. And, Sif Vav is Gishmak. B'tzolim ayirakis shebluim iba'ah Gishmak. Okay. So now, you have... Till now, what were we talking about? You had a kli, right? And you took a, you had a milchik kli, and you have a fleshika potato. How do you have a fleshika potato? You take the potato out of your chalent. You took the potato out of your chalent. You washed it off. So there's no grease or anything like that. And you cook that potato in water in a milchik pot. So says the mechaber, ubishlam bekedera chay levis, you cooked it in a milk and kapat, im yadua kama basar balua babet salim ubayirakais, in tzarch shishim ela keneged abasar. So what's the point of the now? Says the mechaber, we want to make sure we don't trafen up the milk and kapat. So how do you make sure not to trafen up the milk and kapat? You want to make sure that in the water there was shishim against the potato. How much do you need against the potato? Do you need to get shishim in the water against the entire potato, or only against the original amount of meat that was in the chalent? You got this really, you know, this chalent that, you know, I don't know. They told you it was, they cheaped you out on the meat, basically, and there's like this little speck of meat in there, right? There's a kazayis of meat in the chalent.
It's really chalent.
Yeah, there's kazayis of meat in the chalent. They put an egg, chatzilim, they said it was basar, right? So there's a kazayis of meat in the chalent, and you have this five kazayis potato, and you throw it into the soup. How much do you need in the water to make sure it stays pariv, the pot or milchik? You only need one kazayis. You only need 60 kazayisim. You only need against the one kazayis. We hold the chanan. You only say chanan on iser. You don't say chanan on milchiks and fleishiks. So you don't say the whole potato becomes chanan of meat. Even though we hold chanan is only if it became treif. If it became treif, then you chanan up the whole potato. But otherwise, you don't chanan the potato. So therefore, it's only one kazayis of meat. So that's the point of this halacha. The point of this halacha is to tell us you don't say chanan on meat or on milk, it's only on iser, and therefore, as long as it's in the water, there's 60 against that potato, that kazayis, then the pot does not become treif. Now, by the way, what would be if the pot was ena ben yomai? Would you say the same thing that we said before in the previous sif? It's not parnat and gimel taimim according to the shach? No, because you do not say not parnat by food. Very important, you're saying. So that potato is not considered a knot of the meat. So it's not like the pshat is, if let's say the milchik, the pot was ena ben yoyma, and there's no shishim against that original meat. So with the pot, you would say, well, look, if I stuck a fork into that chalent, and then I stuck that fork into this pot, it would be fine. The pot would stay milchik. That's the shach said, right? Because it's three taimim. What if I stuck a potato from the chalent into the pot? You say the same thing? No, because the potato is not considered a nesim tam. It's considered the meat itself. Because it doesn't go from the meat to the potato. It's not considered a nesinas tam. Okay? That's clear?
Fine. You're talking about with water in the pot, obviously.
I'm talking about the water in the pot and enough water to mevatel the meat.
The potato didn't fall into
milk. That's Rabbi Kivir Gazir. That's why I want to speak out. I'll leave you off for the extended break with Rabbi Kivir Gazir. So, so far that the point of the mechaber is clear, okay? The point of the mechaber is to tell me these two halachas. One of them is not considered not by not coming from the potato onto the potato, out of the potato, or from the meat to the potato is not considered a knot, number one. Number two is you don't say chanan on basa or chala. So zoktu b'kiveger, gevaldika b'kiveger. Zoktu b'kiveger, Rabbi Shafran's diak. He says, shibluim mi basar, it's a fleshika potato, ubishlam b'kederash chaylaves. You cooked it in a milchika pot. Why didn't the mechaber say you cooked it in milk? It's the same thing. You want to know, did I trafen up the milk? So how much milk do you need against the potato? You would say, I need a kenegad amount of meat that's here. How much meat is here? Only a kazayas of meat is here. Even though it's a five kazayas potato, but how much meat is in that five kazayas potato? Only one kazayas. So it's really the same halacha. The point is, how much milk do you need to mevatel? Think about it. If you would actually take that meat out of the chalent itself, you found that kazayas of meat, you took it out of the chalent and threw it into the pot of milk. How much would you need?
60.
So now I took the potato out of the chalent and put it into the milk. I also only need 60. So why is the mechaber telling me that the halacha is only by a milk like a pot, not by milk itself? So Zoktub Kiveger, do you see the Rebbe Kiveger? Bishlam b'kedera chay leves in a milk kapat. Zoktub Kiveger l'choyra hayanira debediktuk nakake. No, no, no. It's very specific why the Machaber said this. V'loy nakat ubishlam b'chalav. And it's not if you cooked it in milk itself. El demayir b'kedera shal chalav. Aval ein chalav b'kedera. El davracher. Ubezeu demahani shishim negat abasar. Only in that case 60 will work. V'gam b'tzalim atzma mutter. And by the way, even the onions are mutter. the lekach shash, the tamachal of nichlanas babatzalim. Okay. But he says,
what's the difference?
It depends how much there is. What's the difference? What's the difference? No. If there's actual milk in the pot, you know what happens now? Now, it's true that the meat flavor from the potato going out into the pot is bottled to the 60 ounces of milk. But the milk is going to go into the potato also. Now, the milk going into the potato will make the basar in the potato chanan. And now, according to the Ramah, the whole potato is chanan because it has in it the kezayis and basar b'chalav. And now, the whole potato is chanan from the basar b'chalav that's in the potato. And now, the potato, the whole thing is 5 ounces, and now it's going to go ahead and you need 300. What?
Isn't that three? If we not say that by not,
by not? Oh, not by not. So, you don't... So he says there's no keli here. You don't say not by not from bouncing back from food to food. So Mamela, you don't say not by not from food. So Mamela, even though it's bouncing back and forth, it's all within the food, so you don't say not by not on that. So Zokta, let's read it inside. Vegam, the lekach shash, fine. Vegam, yes, ro'acha kachatash, let me, 1 second. The lekach shash, because when it's a milchaka, if it's a milchaka pot only, you can't say this. Why? Because the flavor coming out of the pot is a not by not. So by the time it gets to the potato, it's not barnat, it's third time. It won't make the meat in the potato osser. What's going to make the osser? The meat from the potato can make the pot osser if there's no shishim. But the meat in the pot cannot make the milk in the pot cannot make the potato osser. Because that's not barnat. The meat in the potato could osser the pot, but the shishim. Because you have 60 kezesim of water. The milk in the pot cannot osser the potato because it's going to be not barnat, coming out of the pot into the water into potato. So that's not a problem. But if you were cooking in milk itself, so it's true that the meat going into the milk cannot ask for the milk because there's shishim in the milk against the meat, but the milk going into the potato could chanan the meat. And now since that meat is in the potato, the whole potato becomes chanan. Now you have a 5 ounce chanan, and that will asr up the milk. Let's do it inside. The lekach shash, because you don't have a concern. The tamachol of nichnas babetzolim, v'nesra betzolim. In a milk like a pot, you're not worried about the flavor of milk going into the onions. The gam yesru achay kach tavshel, and then they'll asr the tavshel. It means shishim neged abetzolim. Why? The tamachol of shabat tavshel, because the milk flavor in the par of soup. Before it gets to the betzalim, who not by not to atera? It's going to be not by not because it goes from the pot to the water. V'im leka shishim, if there's no shishim neged habasar, that's when it's also who the asar avos shitas machaber. The mi betzalim lemaayin lo mikri not by not. Keeping the lab aval there, the last 2 lines. Aval bebishlam b'chalav. But if you cooked it in milk itself, yesh loymar the ba'inan shishim neged kol habetzalim. You need 60 against the entire vegetable. The chalav nichnas b'soychoy, because the milk itself will get into the onion. V'nasa nevela, and then it asers the meat and becomes nevela. V'hado yoytze v'oyser, and now it asers the milk. V'chena b'tzolim nishu b'suim. By the way, the onions will remain aser.
How is this worse? We had tipas chalav shenachol mi b'chutz. On the piece, if it's b'soych hamara, the b'tzolim here are b'soych hamara. How could these be worse than the meatballs?
What?
How are these onions worse than, how is this potato worse than a piece of meat that had a whole on the outside? If it's in the soup, while it's in the soup, the liquid should all mix together. It should only be an issue if I pick it up. Once I pick it up, I take it and I remove it from the tafshel, now I can say the potato becomes aser. But in the initial bishel, how could it be? It's makusher the gamri.
You don't say makusher in food.
If it's
Maram Lublin argues on this. So maybe I have written down on the side of the Meshul Chanoch that the Maram Lublin is saying something like you're saying. It's Soifer Lehispashet. You know, the Maram Lublin says you don't take a snapshot of, okay, I got you 1 second. I got you, because there's a moment in time where the milk went into the meat, asr the meat, snapshot, stop it right there. I got you. The meat became asr. Now the meat made chanan. Now let's continue the video. Now you need 60 again. He says, look, It's continuous the whole time, and therefore there's no moment in time that you could stop the video and say it became aser because it's soifel espasha to the whole pot. But Rabbi Kviger is not saying that. Now you're saying this is a stira to Tzadi Beis.
Yeah,
why is that?
If the potato was inside the lid, if the lid and it has basar and the cholov is coming, it's a piece of meat. It has milk in it. It also has it's going. It's mixed. We don't say that it doesn't become chanan. There's no point that it becomes chanan. I guess because the sefer is pashit.
No, because it was already in there and it went all the way through. We're talking about a case where it's half out. Hold on.
Even in that case, the meat itself becomes usser. It's just that the meat itself stays usser. It's just the question is how much of the meat is going to go into the rest of the soup. Half in, half out, according to Rashi, it stays on top. So you're not talking about that. According to the Tosfos, you're saying. According to Tosfos, the meat, the milk that's half in, half out, goes through the piece and out. We never end up assering
the meat.
So why not? Why don't we asser the meat? Because the milk flavor is going to go out through and never stay in there. No, but that's... So you're saying, why can I say that the milk going into the potato...
Because it doesn't, it goes straight through. It doesn't have a chesed making it into a shtickle meat.
It's already in.
I'm not sure. I have to think about that question. I'm a little confused. Why?
I think it's only if you cook it in the chon, then it becomes a fleshy potato. Here, it didn't become a fleshy potato because you put it right in, the milk went straight through.
I mean, David, that's not true, right? Because let's say you would take that piece of meat inside. Right. I understand. But even in that case, if you take a piece of meat half in, half out, and you cook it in milk, then the question is, does the milk become awesome? But the meat for sure becomes awesome.
Okay, but here my potato never became awesome.
No, but the meat inside the potato became awesome.
No, potato now become awesome.
And now the potato will second on the whole potato.
Now potato's awesome. It's awesome b'chol fanan, the whole.
So Akoponim Zokhtu Mikiveger, he spires this whole shtickle Torah from this diak in the Mechaber that says Shablumi Basar Ubishlam Bikidera Chaylevis, as opposed to why didn't, even though that wasn't really the point of the Mechaber, right? The point of the Mechaber is to tell me that you don't say Chanan on milchiks or fleshiks. You only say Chanan on Isser. That was the point. So he's trying to tell me in the Mechaber that the vegetable, even though it has milk in it, you don't need 60 against the whole vegetable, you only need 60 against. No. So the Mechaber threw it in, and he said it in the case of Bishlam B'kedera Choylaves, Zaktum Kiveger B'davka, and the reason is this whole cheshbon because you'll make chanan on the whole potato, okay?
Kivadim.
What?
Somebody online watching this year right now just asked if tomorrow's going to be breakfast. Said there was mushroom, there's no shear, but he doesn't want to know about breakfast.
So. next week we'll have an on site demonstration of all the shilas that we talked about since we started. Okay, Shkoyach, no share next week. Okay, Shkoyach.
See you.